perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect. Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everybody. I am Bill Snyder, and it is a pleasure to have you with us. No matter where you are joining us from, whether that is from the mountains of West Virginia, the plains of Wisconsin, or all the way down in Baltimore, Maryland, we appreciate you listening to us and tuning in. And if you're listening from somewhere else, let us know where you're listening from. Just send us a message on Twitter at PWH Ministry and let us know where you're hearing this from. We always love feedback from all our listeners. But today, I am so blessed to be joined by Jessamine Anderson, who is a musician and communications director for Love Good. And Love Good, their website and their mission is incredible. I'm just going to read to you the opening line of their website. Tired of being a passive consumer? So are we. That is really what they're all about. They're about building up a culture of loving what is good. So, Jessamine, welcome to the program, and thank you so much for being here today to talk about our culture and really how we love what is good in it.
Thank you so much, Bill. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about, first of all, Love Good. Explain to our listeners what it is. I mean, I know then that little five-second introduction that cannot do a good justice. So.
Sure, I'm happy to. So Love Good is a media company. We're based out of Nashville, Tennessee, and essentially we're a community of like-minded people who want to raise our standard for media. And the people who do this are our patrons who subscribe to our seasonal subscription packages that are filled with new music and books and artwork that really help people raise their standard for media and build a better culture.
Awesome. Awesome mission. And it's something that's so needed for our culture, for our world today, right? Our culture. Why is it so needed? Why is it so needed? What is the state of our culture? What are we battling?
Well, it's so interesting because there's, as many people would say, there's so many things wrong with our culture, but there's also a lot of really beautiful things. And I think we're just trying to bring those to the forefront through our work. But a lot of the issues in our culture have to do with a lack of intentionality. We're so saturated right now with media and with information because everything's at our fingertips, right? So like I can go on Instagram and I'll get stuck on there for an hour and come out and be like, what did I just do? I spent all this time doing nothing. And I'm not learning how to cultivate virtue with that behavior. Or I find myself listening to music just because it's what everybody else is listening to. It's on the radio. It's what's the most accessible. But that media isn't actually good for my heart. It's not helping me, again, to cultivate virtue. It's not helping me to love what is good. And so one of the things that we strive to do is to provide people with the resources that help them live more intentionally, choose better media, and choose to spend their time doing things that are really going to help them become who they are supposed to be, the best versions of themselves, not only for their own purposes, but for our culture at large. Because our culture at large is only going to thrive when individuals themselves are choosing to live the lives that they're called to live.
Yeah, and so, you know, one of the things you mentioned in there is intentionality, and because of how saturated we are with media, we're surrounded by it 24/7. Right now, I'm using my iPhone to, talk to you and record. So you know, it's constantly with us. It's constantly part of us. And in fact, I was listening to a quote from John F. Kennedy yesterday on something where it said that we cannot go backwards. You cannot reverse technology, and you cannot reverse science. You know, so once you have these things, and this was back in the 1960s. So, when you're listening to him say those things, and then you're like, that was in the 60s we're talking about, and now we're here in 2018, soon to be 2019, and we can't reverse
this.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
We can't reverse it. You know, right? So we have to be intentional about what we choose in our culture, and there's something about that, right? Because there's so many things out there. So what does it look like to be an intentional media consumer?
Well, I think a huge part of it, and this is something we've talked a lot about at our events, and one of the things that you have to know is you can't just reject culture. Like, there's kind of these two camps that a lot of people choose between. They're like, oh, well, I'm either just going to reject everything completely and, like, live in this nice little sheltered churchy bubble that, like, feels really safe, or I'm just going to, like, accept everything about the world because it's just what the world is offering and I don't know how to fight it, so I'm just going to take everything in. And I think one of our patrons described it so perfectly as, like, the third way. Like, Love Good offers this third way of intentionality, which is saying, like, not everything in culture is bad. Not everything outside of church walls is bad. But I have to learn how to choose the good. And I have to do that by filling myself with good things. Because when you love what is good, which is what our name comes from, when you love what is good, you ultimately become what you love. And so being an intentional consumer is not rejecting. It's being able to view culture through the lens of beauty, truth, and goodness, and letting beauty really lead the way. And so beauty is that transcendental that points us toward heaven. And again, like, it's funny that we talk about this because, like, I told you, you know, Love Good, we're not a religiously affiliated company, but so much of what we do is rooted in the transcendentals. And so we, you know, being an intentional consumer is letting that beauty that calls you out of yourself, that's what has to lead your choices. And so if you are choosing things that are truly beautiful, they pull you out of yourself and they make you a better version of yourself. And sometimes that, for example, if we're talking about music, sometimes that music is secular. A lot of times that music is secular because, you know what? A lot of secular artists are faithful people whose gift lies in the secular music world. I, as a musician, fall into that. Like, my musical gifts do not lie necessarily within the church, but that doesn't mean that they can't point me toward heaven or point others in that direction, right? So we have to be intentional with our choices and be able to view culture through a positive lens without just rejecting it completely.
Yeah, it's almost like Love Good offers these sunglasses to kind of look through life at, right? I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I almost everybody in all the pictures I'm looking at the website, by the way, which is lovegoodculture.com. I don't know if you offer sunglasses, but almost everybody on the website is wearing sunglasses.
This is true. I hadn't thought about that. But yeah, you're right.
It's like you're not going to escape this culture. If you think you are, you're going to end up, I think, in a cave somewhere, like in the middle of, you know, the desert. But you know, the idea is that if we're looking at this stuff from a lens that is like, all right, well, you know what, there's something positive here. Let's take the virtue out of this. And I can't tell you how many teens I talk to, young people I talk to in my ministry, where talking to them about video games, right? I mean, we're in a culture mm-hmm. about video games, and I said, well, I play Call of Duty. Right, I'm like, okay, well, you know, like that's a violent, bad video game. I'm like, well, not necessarily. Which side are you on? Are you fighting for virtue, or fighting for freedom, or are you fighting like with the Nazi party? Like, which one are you fighting for? You know what I mean? And let's talk about mm-hmm. Look at the lens, and that is a beautiful thing to be able to do. And I know that you've mentioned some of these different events and these different artists and stuff. Why don't you talk to us a little bit about, you know, like, what are the like the boots on the ground type of things that you're doing, because you're also a cultural influencer, right? I mean, like, on some level mm-hmm. you are, you know, gathering all these people together, but you're also doing some cultural influence.
Yes. So we have a couple different, like you said, boots on the ground initiatives. I think the primary people on the front lines are our patrons, which, like I said, are the people that subscribe to our seasonal packages. And those are the people that have decided, like, I'm going to invest in something that's going to help me build a better culture. So I want people to know that, like, our patrons are the people fighting. They are the heroes of the story. We are just the guide. We're just providing them with the resources. And they are the people in their hometowns, in their communities, in their churches a lot of times saying, like, look at this amazing thing I'm a part of. I want you to be a part of it. So they're definitely on the front lines. We also have an incredible group of Love Good apprentices, which are young people between the ages of 18 and 25 that have essentially chosen, it's like a gap year program. So we have a few men and a few women that live in Nashville, and they are committed to leading other young people in this way of intentional life. So they're definitely another huge boots on the ground initiative. And then in terms of the Love Good team, when we have boots on the ground, we do some events called Firesides. And these are they're essentially house concerts, but they're like a house concert plus, because there's also some talks that go on throughout the night that really open people up to discussion about what is culture? Why is it important? How can we choose to build good culture? And how can I do that within my own heart? And then do that within my own home and then within my community. And so these Firesides, we started these back in the spring of this past year. And we traveled to a few different regions as a team. And there was always me as a speaker. Sometimes I was a musician. And then we'd have an artist if I wasn't the musician. And then we'd have one of our apprentices with us. And the three of us would do this incredible event where, and it wasn't incredible because of us, it was incredible because of the people that came and who were just, they were so hungry for a message of hope that there is a group out there that is fighting for the same kind of life that they want to live.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's amazing and wonderful. Just for our listeners, you're listening to the voice of Jessamine Anderson. She is the communication director and also musician with Love Good, and they are all about creating a culture of as their website says, truth, of a culture of virtue, and that helps you transform yourself to love what is good within our culture and point out the people and the things that are really, really uplifting and not this negative stuff that we're constantly hearing about on the news and just, you know, I mean, we all get sick of it. So this is a fantastic conversation. Jessamine, I want to take a short break here, and then when we come back, I want to talk more about this and more about really how people can get involved, how people can really begin to join this movement, because it's a movement not just for Christians and Catholics, but for all people to be able to join that are just sick and tired of living in this quagmire of modern media that we live in. So we're going to take that break, and then we'll come back and we'll continue our conversation with you. So thanks again for being here. And this is Young Catholics Respond, right back after these messages.
For nearly 500 years, the people of Mexico have taken advantage of a promise made by the Queen of Heaven. In the year 1531, Our Lady appeared to a humble Aztec Indian and revealed herself to be the mother of the one true God. Telling Saint Juan Diego that she desired a temple to be built in her honor, she promised that she would help all those who appealed to her motherly love and protection. To seal this promise, our Blessed Mother left an image of herself that has been miraculously preserved and can be seen by all who visit the Shrine of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. Our Lady is not a liar. For nearly five centuries, millions of people from throughout Mexico have made pilgrimages to the shrine, either seeking Our Lady's help or thanking her for a petition granted. Today, more than ever, she is ready to help you or any of her children who seek her assistance. To learn more about how you can visit this remarkable shrine and bring your own petitions to Our Blessed Mother, please visit vivaguadalupe.org. Do you want to keep your finger on the pulse of Patchwork Heart Ministry? Follow our monthly blog, Written on Our Hearts. Simply go to patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com and click subscribe and follow the on-screen instructions. That's Patchwork Heart Ministry. .blogspot.com, then click subscribe.
Hi everybody, Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org.
Subscribe to the Patchwork Heart Radio Podcast. We are available on the Apple Podcast, Podbean, TuneIn, Stitcher, and AHA Radio mobile apps by searching for Patchwork Heart Radio. You can also visit patchworkheart.podbean.com to subscribe and listen to every episode of Young Catholics Respond, inspirational talks, and other Catholic media content. Thanks for listening and being a part of our heart.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hey everybody, welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I am Bill Snyder. Today my guest is Jessamine Anderson, and she is the communications director and musician with Love Good. The website is lovegoodculture.com, and believe it or not, I stumbled upon this amazing organization on Twitter, like I discover so many different things in our universe, and just reached out and said, hey, you guys are doing some really amazing stuff, and I would love to talk with somebody from your organization, and here is Jessamine. So that's how this happens. Sometimes the Holy Spirit sends people through Twitter, and you know, the little bird is really can be the Holy Spirit, folks. So I want to you know, maybe talk to you a little bit about young people now. I mean, you know, this show is called Young Catholics Respond, and I want to just talk with you a little bit about what young people are hungering for, because this, you know, you mentioned that the ambassadors are ones that are about 18 to 25, so obviously, you've got young people out there. What are young people hungry for in our culture today? What are they looking for? What really satisfies the heart versus, you know, just this empty, shallow, this thing going on?
Sure. Yeah. So I think I know earlier we talked a little bit about like what is going on in our culture. And one of the things I wanted to mention, and it's particularly related to young people, is that we have this culture of isolation that's happening right now. And we've never been in more constant communication and more isolated because of technology and because of things like social media and just being on our phones all the time. And again, like, social media is not bad and phones are not bad. Technology is not bad. We just have to like view it through a good lens. But I think one of the things that I have learned in my work with Love Good and getting to know a lot of young people, like our apprentices and the people that they work with, is our young people are hungry for authenticity, and they're hungry for like the truest version of something. So if we're talking about beauty and we're talking about good media, they're hungry for authentically beautiful and true media. And so one of the things that they're hungry for is they're hungry for, like, you know, if they want Christian music, like, they're really tired of the cliches. They're really tired of the things that they've heard since their childhood. They want something true and authentic that really does pierce their heart and that really does help them to orient their heart towards the good. And so they're hungry for that authenticity. They're hungry for that real beauty and that real truth. And they're also hungry for community. And they're hungry, and like within that community, what they're really seeking, and I can say this because this is what I'm seeking, because I'm also a young person. I'm in my 20s, and something I've noticed in my friends is that we are really hungry for like-minded people. And that does not mean that every single person that's one of my friends agrees with everything I think, or has the same political opinions, or it's, you know, the exact same religious affiliations or whatever. It means that we're hungry for people who are also seeking intentional lives. It means we're hungry to be surrounded by people who are also pursuing the beautiful and the true and the good. And that is something that Love Good, I've witnessed this community form out of people that are associated with Love Good, whether that's somebody that invests like a patron does, somebody that spends a year of their life devoted to this, like one of our apprentices, or maybe that's someone that listens to, like, we have a podcast every week and we've got a lot of people that are listeners, and they have formed this community of people that are like, yeah, we like to listen to the same music. We like to fight for the same kind of world. We like to live intentionally in the same ways. And that, I think, is what we are really hungry for. We're hungry for authenticity, and we're hungry for communities of like-minded people.
Yeah, and you know, what was incredible listening to you talk is that there's so many things that, you know, truth, beauty, when you hear those things, you know, and also, like, I don't want this to live in this same thing. Like, as you're saying, stuff from your childhood. Like, you know, people who aren't willing to back it up, that authentic part, right? Like, it's like, if you're going to do this, be authentic. don't be fake. And you know, even with the media, right? I mean, we hear our president use the fake news term a lot. And it's we don't want that fake stuff. We want this real authentic stuff. And so where do you find that? Like, you know, I mean, you guys must be out there scouring the earth for, you know, amazing people who talk about truth, beauty, authenticity, and this like-mindedness, right? This community. I mean, that is exactly what we were created for as humans, right? I mean, that's, you know, I don't want to get, you know, I mean, maybe we can tie it into Christianity and Catholicism. That's what we were created by God for. And so, you know, in our culture, you guys are, you know, leading that movement to find these people. So where do you find them? How do you find them? And what goes on in the process of doing that?
Sure. Yeah. So it's really interesting. Our team, there's four of us on the team in terms of like staff. And we all have very, very different tastes in music. And that has been such a gift because we're all able to be like, oh, I found this new artist. Like something popped up on my Spotify account. And like, we'll come in and we'll talk about it. We'll forward each other different songs. But we have actually been really blessed that a lot of musicians have started to reach out to us. And they all, our content director, who's also in charge of all of our artist partnerships, is pretty well-known musician Alana Boudreaux. And she oversees all of the kind of the media selections that we put in our packages. And so she is that first point of contact for a lot of artists that reach out to us about being a part of what we're doing, because I think there is this surge right now of musicians who want to be a part of something like this. They're like, yes, I am, like, I want to pursue the good and the true and the beautiful, but my music is secular. Like, where do I fit? And it's like, oh, well, here's your home. Like, this is your home. And so we're very lucky to have a lot of musicians reaching out to us. And then Alana, as our content director, she is connected, especially because she's a musician. She's connected to a lot of different artists that we have been able to form really beautiful partnerships with. And so it's kind of a combination of people reaching out to us and us being connected to other artists through our work.
Totally awesome. And that's wonderful. And then, so who are some of those people leading, you know, I mean, obviously, you know, I want to make sure you guys, you know, have an opportunity to push your latest stuff. So who are the people leading that right now? I mean, like, you know, who are some of the names? I mean, for some people on the fringes, you know, listening to this, like, oh, you know what? They turn on this podcast for the first time ever, or they turned on, you know, whatever. And they're like, well, okay, give me a name. Give me some people that I might know that are like, okay, well, I can get behind this. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, one of the big guys that we're really excited to be partnering with right now, and he's kind of been with us from the beginning, is Scott Mulvihill, who is an incredible singer, songwriter, and upright bass player. And his new album just came out, and he actually has a couple of exclusive tracks on our free music sample. It's our free fall mixtape, which you can get at lovegoodculture.com/free. So there's a couple exclusive tracks from him on that. Alana Boudreaux, like I said, she's not only our content director, but she has an exclusive track on that fall sampler, and she's another one really leading the charge. And then some bigger names we've worked with that are not on our sampler, but are people that we've interviewed for our podcast. We've distributed their music. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors is a band that we absolutely love. Drew's been on our podcast. And then his wife, Ellie Holcomb, was recently on our podcast. And she's another artist we've distributed. And we've also distributed people like Penny and Sparrow. And another artist on our sampler is someone like the Grey Havens. And then a couple of other people that have really been with us for a while are people like Michelle Mandico, Mike Mangione, and Father Kevin McGoldrick is another artist. So we work, it's kind of, I feel like we kind of have two camps of artists. We have like artists we work really tightly and exclusively with, like they're kind of our family. And then we have artists that are these really big name artists like Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors and Ellie Holcomb, who totally get what we're all about. And they're kind of a part of this movement on a little more of, like you said, the fringes. So it's really neat to kind of have artists we work with really, really closely, and then really big name artists that are a part of what we're doing in some capacity. But their names are just like so big that they have their own thing happening over there. So it's really a blessing to get to work with such a wide variety of artists and at different points in their musical journeys and their careers, in different ages and different genres. It's a huge gift.
Yeah, awesome stuff. I mean, you know, that's I think something that young people can get behind, you know, listening, they're positive people out there who are creating positive music. You mm-hmm. hear them on Sirius XM, you hear them on, regular radio. They're no strangers to what we have going on in our culture and helping lead from their platform, from their albums, from their concerts,
mm-hmm.
which is awesome. Can I also just maybe ask you how people can get involved in this? All right, so now
sure.
they've got, you know, you've got a great website, it's beautiful, but you know, how do people get involved in this movement?
Sure. So I will offer two really awesome ways. The first is, like I mentioned, our free fall mixtape. You can get that at lovegoodculture.com/free. And if you're still listening and you're like, what the heck is Love Good? I still don't understand. That's a really awesome way to get introduced to the media that we rally behind. So again, that's our free fall mixtape, download at lovegoodculture.com/free. And then another great way, which is, like I said, the people on the front lines are our patrons. And you can subscribe as a patron also on our website at lovegoodculture.com/join. And our patrons are people that have invested in Love Good. They pay a monthly, they have a monthly payment and they get a quarterly shipment. And so like our fall package went out at the beginning of September and our winter package will go out at the beginning of December. And there are four different levels you can subscribe at. And that kind of is associated with the type of package that you'll get. And so our patrons are really the people that are on the front lines. They've committed to this way of life and they want to share it with other people through the media that they choose.
Very, very cool. And of course, you've given the website, but I mean, you're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
And
you can
everything.
Follow us. Yeah, you can follow us everywhere at Love Good Culture. We're most active on Instagram and Facebook. And then we also have a weekly podcast, which you can find on iTunes. It's just called the Love Good Podcast.
Yeah, and that, you know, actually, I tuned into the podcast, which is totally cool. An amazing, amazing thing. I did listen to one or two of the episodes just to kind of get a feel. And folks, listen to this podcast because it's a totally down to earth type of podcast. It's, you know, real world stuff. It's authentic. If you're looking for authentic, you're going to find authentic podcast right there. And also really well professionally done. It's not your grandmother in there. It's not your grandmother trying to figure out how to use a microphone in her basement. All right. it is really a professionally well done podcast and something that I think everybody can get behind. If you had to give a message to somebody out there struggling in culture today, what would that be, Jessamine? What would that be like? You know, struggling in culture. How do you get out of it? How do you get out of feeling so? Yeah.
I think community is really the thing that fights so much of that blech feeling. If I could tell you one thing, know that there are people who want to live a good life like you do. We are so often isolated, or we think that we're isolated in our beliefs and in our desire for a really good life and the pursuit of the good. You are not alone. There is a whole community of people that are rallying behind you, that are raising their standards for media, that want to build a better culture, and that want you to be a part of it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jessamine, for being here. I really appreciate your time and everything that you guys do at Love Good. Again, the website, lovegoodculture.com, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, all the good stuff, to use the technical term. Good. Thank you so much again for your time and being here.
Of course. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, I'm Bill Snyder. Keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about our program or to be a guest, visit patchworkheart.org, email info@patchworkheart.org, or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.